Locker Room Chats here, continuing on 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, here on week number two. We're here with Frankfort Wildcats head coach of the Lady Wildcats, Doug Thompson. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Well, the Frankfort Wildcats off to a good start, 2-1 on this season, dropped their first game against Lord Central Catholic, but right after that, back-to-back bounce-back victories, 36-28 over Pawnee City, and a 35-31 win over Manhattan Chief. Coach, how is your team already responding early on in this season? Again, the back-to-back straight wins here right after that first loss. I mean, again, what has been the kind of that early slate for you and your team?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing, again, just trying to find our identity. And, you know, when Lords came out, they put a lot of pressure on us. And, you know, I don't think I quite had the girls quite ready for that. And, you know, their pressure really got to us. You know, they sped us up. We couldn't get into our offense. And, you know, and we just kind of gave up some layups on the back, you know, in transition. So, you know, again, you know, the girls responded really well against Pawnee City and Manhattan. They were able to get things slowed down, being able to break some pressure, get up some good shots, and they've been really working hard on the defense end.
Of course, it's never easy to play back-to-back games. You did it again against Lords, Central Christian, and then Pawnee City right back that next day on Friday. You do the same thing this week, Wabunsee Thursday, Northern Heights on Friday. What's it kind of like here in the early part of your season having so many games where you're playing back-to-back nights? Do you think it prepares you for anything, or, you know, what does that kind of do for a team in the, you know, early slate of the season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is it's getting us in shape, and we definitely struggled with that against Lords on Thursday night, and but again, it's hard to get back to practice. You know, we got practice on Monday, and then we'll have a practice today, and you know, just kind of continue to keep working on things. You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, kind of get away from the fundamentals to work on some of your offense and some of the things that you need to correct really quick. So, and again, you know, we're going to see a good Wabunsee team tomorrow night.
You brought up a good word there, offense. Parthmer, Dollinghouse, Loizo, they've been your top scoring players here through the first three games of the season. What has kind of attributed there from those three players on the court to really find out their success? What has been kind of the lead to their success in the scoring side of things here this season?
Yeah, again, you know, we really haven't shot the ball well. You know, I think we're averaging maybe about 31 points a game, and you know, we've got to get a few more buckets and get that up to 41 to 45. And but again, you know, we're just not shooting the ball real great right now. But the one thing that I like about those three is they've been really attacking. You know, we shot 23, you know, we shot two free throws the first game against Lords, and we shot 23 last night. So again, they're getting the ball, and you know, maybe the shots aren't falling from the outside, but now they're starting to drive the basketball a little bit more, get to the free throw line, and continue to score points. So
upcoming here, Wabunsee, Northern Heights, another set of back-to-back games, and then on Tuesday next week, Blue Valley Randolph. What are some expectations for these upcoming games? What are some adjustments you're going to make? And again, how do you continue this two-game winning streak that you have going on for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, Wabunsee's going to be really good. You know, I think they're in our sub-state as well. So, they're going to put pressure on us, and we're going to have to handle that, which we didn't do against Lords. But, you know, I think we've settled down, and again, we just got to continue to keep working our offense, and then we got to keep shooting the ball. You know, we haven't shot the ball great lately, and we've been shooting it with a lot of confidence. It just hasn't gone in. So, but again, we've got to get back to playing good defense as well. So.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you jumping in here and joining us for week number two of these Locker Room Chats. So, Coach, again, appreciate you and your time.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Doug Thompson of the Lady Wildcats of Frankfort. Frankfort Wildcats, again, upcoming Wabunsee on Thursday, Northern Heights on Friday, and then Blue Valley Randolph next Tuesday. Upcoming here, we'll sit and talk down to Adam Schreiner of the boys.